Hello, Vancouver. You're tuned into RJ 1200, Vancouver's number one Bollywood station. Sun rahe aap Radio Rim Jim aur RJ 1200 ko saath de rahe ho Sam Anas ka. Aaj Friday ka din hai, so yani ki hum baatcheet hamesha aaj ke din karte hain. Astrology ki, feng shui ki, anything to do with all of these interesting topics. Aur aap bhi bahut hi mazay se in sab topics ko sunte hain. So aaj hum kiski baat karenge? Well, aaj hum baat karenge about feng shui. Feng shui kya hai? Kaise ye aapki madad kar sakti hai, how it can help you, how you can apply feng shui into your life. And of course, whenever we talk feng shui, we always talk with the very lovely Sunita Sitara, who is going to be my guest for today. And of course, we're going to be chit-chatting with her, and you're going to have the opportunity to call in with your questions and, you know, ask how she might be able to help you. For those of you that are hoping, that were looking for Shushmaji's voice, well, Shushmaji has taken the day off today, so I am here to, conduct the show. So she will be back Monday, and I'll be there to co-host with her on Monday as well. Lekin today, aaj sirf aap honge aur hum honge aur saath mein hamara saath dengi Sunita ji. So let's see if we have her on air. Hi, Sunita.
Hi, dear Saima. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I hear my sister is playing hooky today.
She is, isn't she? Well, she's the boss. She can pretty well do whatever she likes. It's the little privileges of being the boss, huh?
Yes, those are the perks of being the boss. I'm really glad she's taking the day off. That's wonderful.
I was surprised. And
She never takes a day. Hey, she doesn't take a day off when I come to visit.
You know, she's the only woman that I know that gets bored of a vacation after 2 days, regardless of where, how beautiful or how lovely of a location she's at. She'll call the radio station and say, well, I'm bored. I need to come back and work.
Yes, I've been on a vacation with her.
Yeah, I bet. So how are you doing, Sunita? How are things?
Everything's going great. How about you? It's so good to get to do a show with you, and I've gotten to do a show twice this month, which is an extra bonus. So
awesome. Well, that is great. Well, we're really excited to have you on the show. I'm personally very excited to have you on the show because I've been sort of stalking your Facebook page. So for those of you that are on Facebook, Sunita's got a feng shui page on Facebook, and I'm telling you, she is so amazing on Facebook. You can ask her pretty much any question that you want, and she gets back to everybody. And, you know, I always tell Shushmaji, I said, you know, the great thing about Sunita is that on Facebook, she's got like 200-300 people that are on Facebook, and they all ask questions, and she personally answers every one of them, which is great. So,
I do answer. Yeah, and you know, on the Facebook page, we talk about the dreams you're having. We do feng shui. We do numerology. Mm-hmm. We do a little bit of astrology. I don't know enough about astrology. Mm-hmm. But it's been so much fun, and I'm really glad you participate on that page. And I would encourage other people to just, you know, they don't have to become my friend, because on my personal page, I'm very boring. But on the feng shui page, you know, you can just click the like button and you can join in the conversation. And I love having, I mean, whenever we do the numerology, and even with feng shui, there's so many people that have so many different questions. I love doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've started sort of implementing some of the feng shui advice that you've given to me in the last, I would say, year. And I must say, things have changed drastically for me, dramatically, you know, in a very positive way. They've changed for me. So, you know what? We've got our phone lines are flashing all the way through. So I'm going to get right to them, because I'm sure people here have a lot of questions for you. And in between, I've got some of my own questions. So shall we get started, my dear?
Yes, let's get started.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Hello, caller number 4. You're on air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what's your question?
Hi, this is Vijay Verma.
Okay.
So what I have to say you, should I tell to my date of birth?
Sorry, Vijay, we're not doing astrology, we're doing feng shui.
Okay, so what I have to tell you, I want to ask regarding my future for further 3 years.
So you want to know what's going to happen in the next 3 years? Well, we're not doing astrology, sure. We're not doing a psychic type, sure. This is feng shui. So if you have any particular questions, say you're wondering how to increase wealth, you know, you can ask these kind of questions.
So please, I want to ask that can I do study now?
Okay, let me answer some of your questions, because feng shui is how to get your home organized enough so you can make money. So one of the best things that you can do is keep your kitchen clean and keep your stove clean. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing astrology or psychic phenomenon today. We're just talking about feng shui and what you can do in your home. So if you kept your kitchen clean, that would be a really good start.
Okay. So you know what we'll do, Sunita? Before I go to my callers, what I'll do is we'll just quickly talk about feng shui, because I think a lot of people get confused with feng shui and astrology and you know, our psychic shows and whatnot. So feng shui is, you know, what is feng shui? And how would you simply answer that? And I think you answered it beautifully by saying that it's a way to organize your home to be prepared for all these great things that are possibly going to happen to you.
Because, you know, the thing is that you live in your home and your personality is reflected in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that your home puts out the best foot forward.
Okay.
So it's kind of like if you wanted different opportunities to come into your life, you really need to take a good, strong look at your home and ask yourself, what is my home saying about me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important aspect of feng shui. If your home is cluttered and there's chaos all over the place, then your life is going to be chaotic.
Right.
You know, if your bedroom is a mess, you most likely are going to be having problems in your marriage. If there is stuff all over the place, then opportunities aren't coming your way. If your study is messy or your office is messy,
mm-hmm.
you most likely are losing money because, you know, it all comes down to organization. It's like if you don't have all of your paperwork in order,
mm-hmm.
most likely you're missing the payments on your credit card, then you're incurring, you know, late fees and charges, finance charges. So in order to keep money, that your mm-hmm. hard-earned money, you need to get more organized. And there are all kinds of metaphors that are applied to feng shui. It's like if you want love and romance in your life,
mm-hmm.
then don't project the image of being alone or messy. If you want to invite opportunities, you need to take a good hard look at your home.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, let's go on to our caller. So I'm going to take the next caller. Caller number 5, you're on air. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Saima. Hi, Sunita ji.
Hello, ji. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Sunita, I have a question. Mid right section of my house has upstairs and downstairs laundry and toilet.
Okay.
Bathroom.
Okay.
So as I understand, as per your Bhagwa map, this is a creativity and children's area.
Yes, I'm so glad you have done your homework. Thank you.
Great, good job. You get a gold star for that.
Yes, yes.
So how do I activate that area? Because I have toilet, I have bathroom, and I have laundry.
Okay.
And so this is the place where usually, like, I keep it clean, I constantly declutter my house, I make sure that my bathrooms are, like, spick and span all the time. But I don't know how to activate children and creativity area.
You have asked such a great question. First of all, do you keep the toilet lid down all the time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, perfect. The bathroom, what I want you to do is keep the bathroom door closed, and on the outside wall, just as you are looking at the bathroom and the door is closed, put a mirror right next to the door, okay? So that's number
next
one.
Next to the door.
Right next to the door, by the bathroom door, okay? The other thing that you can do is paint the bathroom and the laundry room white in color, okay?
They are white.
They are white already? Okay. So the other thing that you can do is find some really beautiful paintings that are kind of like childlike paintings, or even get your children, or do you have children, or do you have little children, or are your children grown?
My kids are in elementary and middle school.
Okay, perfect. The elementary kids can go ahead and get them to start drawing or painting, and hang up their paintings or childlike paintings in both those areas, in the bathroom and in your laundry room. Have whimsical. It's kind of like make sure it looks like fun. Fun kind of paintings or fun kind of ceramic things or something that looks like as if a child made it or your children can make it or you can make something that is going to look really more like fun. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Quick
question. So the mirror that you have, recommended for this caller, should it be inside the laundry room next to the door as soon as you enter, or should it be outside by the door?
It should be outside the door.
Outside.
Not inside the room, outside, because that is going to stop the energy, bad energy, from going in there. It's a way to just kind of deflect that negative energy. So you can put a mirror on the outside of both the rooms, both the bathroom and the laundry room, right next to the door.
Ah, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. A caller, I hope that helped you.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Caller number four, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Preeti speaking.
Hi, Preeti.
Hi, I want to ask, what are the changes I have to make my house to study good and to earn money more?
That's a very good question. In order to study more, you really need to get rid of wherever you're sitting and studying, make sure that area doesn't have clutter. So just get rid of clutter. And in order to make money more, I think a lot of the listeners have heard me say, keep your kitchen really, really clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Preeti. If you'd like, you can call us as well. The number to the studio is 604-280-1200. If you have any questions relating to feng shui, or you just want maybe perhaps more love in your life, better health, whatever is it that you're looking for, give us a call. I'm sure Sunita can help you out with some of her advice. Sunita, I have a question. Why is a kitchen related to wealth? Like, why is it that if you keep your kitchen clean, that reflects you attracting more wealth?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Thank you, Saima. What happens is, you know, you are feeding your family in the kitchen.
Okay.
And you are, number one, cooking on your stove. So if your stove is clean and your kitchen is clean, you're going to be able to feed twice as many people. You know, for all of your four burners need to be working. If you have even one burner that's not working, or you have kind of a crazy stove. There used to be a woman who had a stove that one burner was kind of off a little bit, and she could never put a pot on it. And as soon as she fixed that, there were different types of jobs that started coming into her life. So the stove is where we feed, where we nurture ourselves, and we feed our family and friends. So metaphorically, if that is not working, then your finances are not going to work. Does that kind of make sense?
Wow.
It's usually in metaphors.
That is a really, really good way of looking at it. And speaking of that, we only use two burners on our stove, so I better go home and fix that today.
Yes, wow. Make sure you use all four burners. Make sure all four burners are in good repair. Clean the oven and make sure that you clean the drawer underneath and keep it just spotless. And too many people leave a kettle or pots and pans on top of their stove. It really needs to be cleaned up and put away and out of sight.
Wow, very good. Well, let's go back to our callers. So we've got some more on the line here. Caller number five, hello.
Hi, I have a quick question about love.
Okay, what about love?
Yes, how to increase it.
So you'd like to attract more love, like romantic love into your life?
Yes.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, so are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, so what, do you have stuff that's stored under your bed?
Do I have what under my bed?
Just stuff like, a lot of clutter under the bed?
Yes, I do.
Okay, get rid of that. That is a real drain on a relationship. Whenever you have things stored under your bed, that actually sucks away energy from the couple. Also, make sure you have two bedside tables, two lamps, and a solid headboard. Those are all important things. And make sure your bedroom is very clean and it doesn't have books or paperwork in there. You don't want a computer in there. You don't want to do anything, any kind of work in there. There are only two things you should be doing in a bedroom. One is sleeping, and one is having intimate relationships.
Okay. Thank you.
And the other, if you don't mind, change your bed sheets to the color pink. I think that helps too, doesn't
you.
It?
Yes, it makes a huge difference. Yes.
Yeah, I know that you'd given me that advice. Pink is a great color, so buy some pink bed sheets. I think that might help. So let's take one more caller before I go to break. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call us as well. The number is 604-280-1200. We're in conversation with Sunita Sadara, and we're going to go to the next caller. Caller number six, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi.
My question's kind of like the last caller.
Okay.
I've been dating, me and my husband dated for years and we were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we got married, I find just trying to settle our lives together and trying to find our place. We both are arguing a lot and I just kind of want to find peace and love again.
Okay.
That's a really good question. So do you have two bedside tables?
Sorry?
Do you have two bedside tables on either
yes.
side of the bed? You do. Okay, do you have
yes.
two equal-sized lamps?
Yes, we do.
Okay, do you have stuff under the bed?
No, we have like those platform beds, so we don't even have anything under there.
Okay. What do you have family photographs in the bedroom?
We have our picture, like our portrait of us, too, yeah.
Okay, so just the two of you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when did you start arguing with each other? Just soon after you got married?
Yeah, like a few months after the wedding now. It's just constant arguing and just over nothing, though. It's just, I think we're just trying to find our place again in marriage.
Okay.
Even though we've been dating for years, we're both starting out new businesses and we're just both stressed out and I just want to find love and peace.
Okay, so what I would recommend that you do is kind of go, when you go home today, take a very good look at your bedroom. Whatever area you don't feel comfortable with, that's where the chi is getting stuck. And that's kind of where you might even need to look at the whole house and kind of see where there are problem areas. Wherever there are problem areas or wherever you feel like you're getting stuck, that is where usually there's a lot of stuck energy. To me, it sounds like maybe the middle of your home might need a little really good thorough cleaning. And do the same thing with your bedroom also.
What would you consider a problem area?
Like, I think if you guys are arguing with each other, I would say the middle. If you said you don't have anything under your bed, you do have two, you know, bedside tables, you do have two lamps, make sure you have romantic-looking paintings in your bedroom. And the middle of your home is where I would concentrate and see if there's clutter in the middle of the home.
Okay.
Kind of give it a good cleaning, and then you can always send me an email on my website, sunitasitara.com.
Okay, thank you. And is there a number we can always contact you if we needed further assistance?
Yes, you can just send me an email. It's sunita@sunitasitara.com, and I will be coming to Vancouver in July, and if anybody wants to book me for a consultation, we can definitely do that too. But I'm more than happy to answer questions over email.
Hey, it's Sunita?
Sunita@sunitasitara.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can also find her on Facebook as well. I believe the page is called Sunita's Feng Shui. And,
yes.
And Sunita, can you just quickly spell your name for our listeners?
Sure. It's S-U-N-I-T-A. And the last name is Sitara.
That's right, Sunita Sitara. And, you know, the caller had a really good question. How do you know that this area is a problem area? And I think that's where you have to go into your intuition. If you're feeling that, okay, I'm not
yes.
feeling as comfortable in this area as I felt in another area, then, you know, if it's feeling a little uncomfortable, cold, not as warm as you like it to be, start changing things around. Start cleaning up a little bit there. Start decluttering in that area until you find it warm and comfortable. Is that correct, Sunita?
You know, the thing is we start living in our home and we kind of start accepting all of the clutter and all of the things that we don't like. We kind of almost start living with them and they almost become invisible to us.
Mm-hmm.
So when a feng shui consultant says to you, let's look at your home and
mm-hmm.
let's look at everything, you really need to be surrounded by only things you love. Maybe there are things in that previous caller's home
mm-hmm.
that are agitating both of them
mm-hmm.
at an intuitive level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to get rid of. You need to get rid of things that are not working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever doesn't feel comfortable, whatever doesn't feel warm, exactly what you said, whatever doesn't feel warm, and it's always a good idea to change things around, to move 27 things. If you are feeling uncomfortable in your home, just pick up an item and take it to another room, mm-hmm. or get rid of 27 things. There's all kinds of different things that you can do.
That's right. Well, Sunita, we're going to continue our conversation with you, but right now I've got to take a short commercial break, but if you can hang on for me, that would be great, and all the callers that okay. are patiently waiting on the line, please hang on. As soon as I finish with a commercial break, I'll come back and I'll get to your calls. We're in conversation with Sunita Sathara about Feng Shui, Keetha Lakhtar, and RJ 1200. We'll be back right after this short commercial break.
Harinder's Aesthetics, 28 साल के तजुर्बे के साथ ये आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं World's Best Laser for Hair Removal, सिर्फ 5 से 6 treatments में, वो भी no pain and no side effects. Wrinkles, acne, scars, stretch marks, blemishes और weight loss in inches के. Treatments के बारे में तो आप जानते ही हैं. अब इनकी नई laser technology के साथ अपने गंजेपन को दूर कीजिए. और अब इनकी $300 की जबरदस्त 5 luxury visits आप पा सकते हैं सिर्फ $68 में, जिसमें शामिल है facial, manicure, pedicure, iron cleanse, prolexi, massage bed, light makeup application. Call at 604-572-3879.
लाइव टू यू पेश करते हैं राहत फतेह अली खान. सैटरडे 21 मई को क्वीन एलिजाबेथ थिएटर शाम 7 बजे. टिकट्स पाने के लिए जाएं गोल्डन स्टार वीडियो, मेन वीडियो, शाज वीडियो, डीवीडी पैलेस और रवि वीडियो, या फिर ऑनलाइन खरीदें www.live2u.ca पर. टिकट्स $45 से VVIP तक उपलब्ध हैं. ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए आज ही फोन करें 778-892-4706 पर.
जी हाँ, आपका घर लेने का सपना सच हो सकता है मॉर्गेज ग्रुप के राजन सगी को मिलते ही. राजन सगी कई बैंक्स, क्रेडिट यूनियंस और फाइनेंशियल कंपनी से डील करते हैं और आपको मार्केट के बेस्ट रेट लेकर देते हैं. चाहे अपना घर लेना हो या इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रॉपर्टी, चाहे फर्स्ट टाइम होम बायर हो या अपने घर को रिफाइनेंस करवाना हो, याद रखें राजन सगी 767-5050. ज्यादातर केसेस में कोई ब्रोकर फीस भी नहीं. फोन करें 767-5050.
एक जमाना था जब हम सुंदर जादुई कारपेट्स की कहानियां सुना करते थे, और अब तो ये हकीकत है. जी नहीं, ये हवा में उड़ने वाले जादू की बात नहीं, ये तो सैमीज कारपेट्स एंड हार्डवुड फ्लोरिंग का जादू है जो आपको आपके सपनों जैसा घर सजाने का मौका देते हैं. बेशुमार वैरायटी, एक्सपर्ट्स सपोर्ट, बढ़िया क्वालिटी एंड ऑफ कोर्स बेस्ट प्राइसेस. इनकी किसी भी दोनों लोकेशंस पर आज ही आए, 810 किंग्सवे वैंकूवर और 130336 एवेन्यू सरी. कॉल सैमीज एट 604-879-5788 और 604-592-9788.
Days and this weekend, which means there's still time to take advantage of great offers just in time for spring. Like an Acer Aspire 15.6 inch laptop with dual core processor, now only $379.99. Plus, receive a free HP all-in-one printer with any laptop computer purchase while quantities last. And the BlackBerry Playbook is available in stores on April 19. Pre-order online and in stores now. Visit sears.ca/playbook for full details. So hurry in to Sears Days and Sunday.
Hey, welcome back. आप सुन रहे रेडियो रिम जिम और आरजे 1200 को साथ दे रहे हो. साइमा नाज का 2:23 हो चुके हैं हमारी स्टूडियो की घड़ियों पे, और प्रोग्राम का नाम है गपशप. इसी तरह हमारी और आपकी बातचीत रहेगी सुनीता सितारा जी के साथ. वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट फंग शुए. सो इफ यू गॉट अ क्वेश्चन रिगार्डिंग फंग शुए, योर होम, वेल्थ, love, happiness, whatever it may be, creativity, give us a call, 604-280-1200, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. So, Sunita, should we head back to our phone calls? Because the phone lines are, like, packed at the moment.
Yes, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Line number two. Line number three, you're on air.
Oh, hi. May I talk with Sunita, please?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Hi, dear. What's your question?
My question is, how can I get better health?
Okay, the health is always involved in the absolute middle of your home. And so mm-hmm. what you want to do is make sure that the middle part of your home is really in good shape, and you want to have, like, candles in the middle of your home. If you're going to have fresh flowers, make sure you take care of them. Mm-hmm. Pottery pieces or the colors need to be earth tones. So just make sure that the middle of your home is really in good shape.
Like browns and greens, you mean?
Yes, browns, greens, golds, those are really good color. You can have pottery pieces. You can have candles in there, red candles, orange candles, green candles. You can put a water fountain in the middle of your home. have fresh plants or fresh flowers, or if you don't want to take care of the fresh flowers, then go ahead and have silk plants in there, but make sure that you keep them dusted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, keep them dusted. Yeah, mine are not dusted.
Oh, get dusted.
Dust them. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. Bye.
Cindy, the quick question, does a turtle have some kind of significance with health as well? Having a turtle
yes,
in the
turtles,
house?
You know, in feng shui, you can use the dragons or foo dogs or lions outside by your front door, and those are protectors. And turtles definitely are very good feng shui. So, yes, you can keep a turtle, you know, the image of a turtle in the middle of your home, and that's a very good question. Thank you, Sama.
Okay, I see, I've been listening to you very closely.
Yes, you have, yes.
All right, we'll go on to the next caller. Caller number 4, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
It's
1976. Sorry, Jesse, apni date of birth nahi kar rahe, astrology nahi sikha rahe, asi feng shui bare gal kar rahe hain. So, jitha ko koi sawal hai gaya, feng shui nu lai ke, asi definitely.
Main apni marriage bare puchna chahunga.
Ji, tadi marriage de vich koi problem aa rahi hai gaya, tusi unnu better karna chahunne hai gaya?
Nahin, marriage hoi nahi.
ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮੈਰਿਜ ਹਲੇ ਹੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਰਿਜ ਕਰਨ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਰਿਜ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ
ਹੋ
ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਓਕੇ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨੋ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਸੋ ਸੁਨੀਤਾ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੁਨੀਤਾ ਵੀਵ ਗਾਟ ਅ ਕਾਲਰ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੰਡਰਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੋਇੰ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਮੈਰਿਡ ਔਰ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਅਟ੍ਰੈਕਟ ਲਵ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਹਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਰੋਮਾਂਸ
ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਅਗੇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਟਾਕਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਾਸਟ ਸਮਰ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਸਪੇਸ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਬਾਥਰੂਮ ਸ਼ੈਲਫ ਫੋਰ you know, things that a man can put there. He can put his shaving cream there, his toothbrush there. Make sure you make room in your closet. Have about, you know, a few empty hangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. You can always make sure that your bedroom is inviting for love and marriage. Those are the first few quick cures that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, caller. I hope that helped. Caller number 5, you're on air.
Hi there.
Hi, sorry caller, I'm going to have to cut you off like that, but I need you to turn your radio all the way down because there's otherwise it produces an echo for us. If you can turn your radio down, that would be great. I'm going to take one more caller and I'm going to come back to your call, so if you could just hold on for me, that would be great. Caller number 6, you're on air. Hello? Caller number 6?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, sorry. I'm just curious, is there anything feng shui can do about person maintaining mental focus as in regards to overall life, work, and stuff like that?
You mean like...
Oh, yes, definitely. Mental focus is the best way to have mental focus is to make sure that...
If you don't mind, I'm in a bad reception. I'm just going to hang up, but I'll listen to it on the radio.
Sure, that'd be okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the best thing to do for mental focus, and that's, by the way, a very good question, is that you really want to make sure that your papers are filed. You know, what happens is whenever we have our office work or taxes, you know, right now taxes are on my mind, you need to make sure you file that stuff away, because even if you don't see it, it kind of clutters up your mind all the time. The other thing that you can do to create good mental focus is to hang a chime by your front door outside, and that will also bring clarity into your life.
Mm, nice. And I think the other thing once you'd mentioned to me, Sunita, was making sure our windows are super clean, you know,
yes.
That creates a lot of clarity and sort of focus.
Yes, definitely. Always in the springtime, you know, my mom always made sure that the whole house was, you really do want to give a good spring cleaning. And it's always a good idea to dust your home from top to bottom and make sure that your windows are clean, because the windows are the eyes of the house.
Absolutely.
That's a very good idea.
Okay, thank you. I hope that helped. I'm going to go back to caller number 5. You're on air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Is it still echoing or it's fine now?
No, it's... Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry, caller number 5. I dropped you, but we do have a line opening. Can you just call me right back? I apologize. There was some beeping now for some reason. Just call me right back, and I'll pick up your call. In the meantime, I'm going to go to caller number 2. Caller number 2, you're on air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm having a problem with my relationship's like at the edge, and always being lazy and tired. House is a bit messy because I don't feel like cleaning, vacuuming, and just basic tidy is all I do.
Okay, so you know, whenever this becomes a circular problem. You kind of have a messy house and you just don't feel like getting up and cleaning, and the more it gets messy, the less you are motivated. So here's a very, very good trick. I want you to set your timer to 15 minutes. That's it, just 15 minutes, because when you say to your mind, I'm only going to do this for 15 minutes, just work on one little pile and organize it and get it out of the way. The other thing that's very good for getting yourself motivated is to start counting things that you want to get rid of. I usually make three piles. One is I love it. One is I'm not sure. One is I don't like. Whatever I don't like, I make sure that I find 27 things that I want to get rid of. That will really get you motivated. And once you get started, this will be something that you'll be able to do for a long time. I still do the 27-item trick, and I still do setting the timer for 15 minutes and cleaning up one small area. And as soon as the timer is up, if I still feel like cleaning more, I set the timer for another 15 minutes. And whenever I'm done, I always reward myself with either a little bit of ice cream or something else to eat. So do that.
All right. That's great. Okay. Awesome.
Thanks.
Sunitha, quick question I have for you. Should it just be 27 things, or can you go beyond that, or just stop at 27?
Yes, 27 is the absolute minimum number, uh-huh. But as soon as people get started, they get rid of 57, 100, 200 things.
Yeah,
so 27 is the minimum amount, and then beyond that, yes, keep going.
Awesome. Okay, we'll go on to the next caller. Caller number 4, you're on air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Just have a quick question for Sunitha Ji,
mm-hmm.
To know more about how to improve in career and business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How to improve your business? Okay, so do you have a business? Do you have, is it a business that's being run out of your home, or do you have an actual business location?
No, run out of home.
Okay, wonderful. When you want to have something that is going to be run out of your home, you always want to hang a chime by the front door. What this does is it lets people know that you are there. It's going to carry your name out into the universe. The other thing that you want to do is stand outside your front door and looking at your front door, identify the middle back area of your home. That is the wall you want to paint red. You want to go to your my website, go to sunitasitara.com, and then click on the tab that says consultations, and then click on FAQ. That's where the Bhagwa map is, and that's going to show you exactly where your fame and reputation area is. If you want your reputation to increase in your community, you want to paint the middle back wall of your home red, mm-hmm. or even hang a chime out there. So do those two things and then send me an email.
So you mean the middle wall of the workplace, or middle wall of the house to be painted red?
If you are working from out of your home, the middle back of your home.
Middle back of the hall painted red,
mm-hmm.
and the chime.
And the chime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Great question. All right, we'll go to caller number 3. Hello, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to know, I'm always unsuccessful with money,
mm-hmm.
financially, so what can I do for that?
Okay, so that's another great question. What is your stove like in the kitchen? Is it messy?
No, it's not.
Okay, so you keep it clean all the time and make sure you use all 4 burners?
Mostly it's 3.
Okay. Is one burner not working?
No, it is working.
But okay. You just don't use it.
So start using that one also. You know,
okay.
Make sure that you make a mental note of using that one. And make
okay.
sure you keep it clean. The other thing that you need to do is, I'm hearing all kinds of noise back
yeah,
there.
I think she's with the kids. I've just blocked her. But yeah, I think she'll be better
okay.
now.
So what you want to do is the far back left corner of her home is the financial area. So that is another area that needs to be really clean and clutter-free all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So it's a very good point that you've made. Our kitchen is linked to our finances. So if you want to increase more, you know, more money, cash flow, make sure your kitchen is super clean. You're using all four of your burners on your stove, and that should definitely help kickstart it.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to take a short commercial break. Continue to take your calls. The number to the studio, 604-280-1200. Anything to do with feng shui, you want to increase, love, romance into your life, Sunitha has a solution for that. Of course, you can find her on Facebook as well. It's called Sunitha's Feng Shui. Look her up on Facebook and be her friend there. And that way you've got her all the time. Going to take a short break. Be right back right after this.
सीली
ने कहा जितना ज्यादा खरीदेंगे उतनी ज्यादा बचत होगी
स्लीप कंट्री की पिछली ट्रकलोड सेल के दौरान असी 360 टन तो बाद ट्रकलोड बेचे बचत का अंदाजा लगाओ
इसके अलावा शानदार सीली यूरोटॉप मैट्रेसेस विद ऑर्गेनिक कॉटन जो सिर्फ 638 अ क्वीन सेट है की खास खरीदारी के लिए बहुत ही सीमित समय है
कि तुसी गूढ़ी मिठी नींद का आनंद मान रहे हो जेकर नहीं आओ स्लीप कंट्री दी ट्रकलोड सेल ते अते वेखो इस सेल दौरान बहपूर बचता
बढ़िया नींद की शुरुआत स्लीप कंट्री से होती है
स्लीप कंट्री कोल है सराहन दी बहुत वड्डी सिलेक्शन चाहे तुसी पिच दे पार सांदे हो या पेट दे पार या फिर साइड ते इना कोल हन तुहाडे लई पिलोज अपनी नजदीकी लोकेशन दी जानकारी लई sleepcountry.ca ते जाओ अब मैं बिना हांफे कम से कम 2 या 3 किलोमीटर चल सकती हूँ पहले मैं 4 कदम में ही थक जाती थी घुटने दुखते थे और मैं किसी भी स्पोर्ट्स में हिस्सा लेने से बहुत कतराती थी अब मैं अपना नाम हर वॉक में शामिल कर लेती हूँ ये कमाल है सियेरा सिल्क के जॉइंट फॉर्मूला 14 का अगर आप इसके बारे में और जानकारी लेना चाहते हैं तो 1-888 सुषमा यानी 1-888-748-7462 पे फोन करें मैंने अपना नाम इसके साथ इसलिए जोड़ा है क्योंकि मुझे जॉइंट फार्मूला 14 से फायदा हुआ है आपको भी हो सकता है जॉइंट फार्मूला 14 विस्काना फार्मेसी और नाज फार्मेसी से भी मिलेगा
क्या कहा आपने नया घर लिया है और फिर शादी की तैयारी भी करनी है तो फिक्र की कोई बात ही नहीं नए घर के सजावट के सारे सामान आपको मिल जाएंगे लिटिल इंडिया पर और शादी है घर में तो फिर आपको तो जाना ही है लिटिल इंडिया पर 8611 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा में है लिटिल इंडिया फोन नंबर 604-597-0505
Are you interested in dragon boating? At the beginning of every month, 4-week introductory courses are available at facilities in both Vancouver and Richmond. Learn how to paddle, get some exercise, meet some new people, and have a great time. For more info, go to dragonboatbc.ca.
अपनी mortgage, savings और loans की पूरी जानकारी हर वक्त रखना एक full-time job की तरह है. लेकिन Envision Financial के Bright Start के साथ ये बहुत आसान है. Bright Start आपकी मॉर्गेज लोन्स और सेविंग को एक साथ मिलाकर आपको एक बैलेंस देते हैं ताकि आप अपनी आर्थिक स्थिति की सही जानकारी रख सकें क्या आप अपने पैसे की सही देखभाल एक ब्राइट यानी उज्जवल तरीके से करना चाहते हैं envisionfinancial.ca पे जाएं ब्राइट स्टार्ट सिर्फ Envision Financial पर ही मिलेगा
Welcome back. You're tuned into RJ 1200 and Radio Rimjim. Saath de rahe ho Simon Azka. Aur aaj hum baat kar rahe hain feng shui ki, how it can help you live a better life and attract love. Money and all kinds of great things into your life. We're in conversation with Sunitha Sitara. She has been a regular guest of ours on our show here every Friday in the last little while. Usually we try to get her in once a month, but this month we've been lucky enough to have her here twice. So without wasting any more time, we called. My phone lines are completely blanking, so I'm going to go right to the phones. Is that okay, Sunitha?
Yes, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Line number 2, you're on air.
हेलो नमस्ते सानो
नमस्ते जी
मैंने अपने हेल्थ के बारे में पूछना है
जी कोई पर्टिकुलर सवाल है कि बस आपके आपकी हेल्थ को आप इम्प्रूवमेंट चाहते हैं
मेरी इम्प्रूवमेंट मेरी मैं बहुत ज्यादा सिक हूँ
अच्छा जी
ऑल द टाइम बेड पर ही हूँ
ओके चलो जी नो प्रॉब्लम
बर्थ डेट बतानी पड़ेगी
नहीं जी बर्थडे की कोई जरूरत नहीं है ये फंग शुए है सो ये आपको आपके घर के मुताबिक बताएंगे
हाँ जी
जी
ओके दैट्स अ ग्रेट क्वेश्चन अगेन सो यू नो द बेस्ट थिंग इज इफ ही इज नॉट फीलिंग गुड एंड ही इज ऑलवेज ऑन द बेड you want to make sure that the house, I'm sure I sound like a broken record. You need to just get rid of things that you're no longer using. The more stuff that's lying around in your house, the worse that you're going to feel.
So, जी आपका घर काफी साफ है कि उसमें क्लटर है कैसा है आपकी जो
नहीं घर तो मेरा काफी साफ है
बिल्कुल साफ है मतलब कि उसमें कोई
सोप वगैरह सारा कुछ हम साफ रखते हैं मेरे हस्बैंड काफी क्लीन अप करते हैं
आपके सो आपको ऐसे नहीं लगता कि बहुत ज्यादा ऐसी चीजें हैं जो आपको पसंद नहीं है लेकिन आपने वैसे ही रखी हुई क्योंकि शायद वो एक्सपेंसिव थी या
नहीं ऐसे कोई चीज नहीं है मेरे घर में
ठीक है ओके सो बिल्कुल या
The best thing that I can suggest at that point is, you know, live plants are a good thing. Candles are a good thing to have. Just to make sure that, you know, you are eating healthy. Also, you know, it's always a good idea to eat all different kinds of vegetables because that is also going to, we have to nurture our body as well as our home. So I think live plants would be a really good thing to have in the middle of her home.
Absolutely. There you go. So maybe time to get some live plants. कोई प्यारे से पौधे घर में आप रखें उसके साथ काफी फर्क पड़ेगा. All right, caller number 3, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can I speak to Sunita?
Absolutely.
Yes, Sunita. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Sunita ji, it's funny, but I just wanted to know something. You know, like... it's really funny, but I think if you can help me. You know, if you feel your daughter is in love with somebody and you don't want her to get married to him because you think that's not the right person and that's not the right community, what do you do?
that's a good one. You know, the thing with feng shui, just like it is with astrology, what happens is the other person's destiny is their destiny. And I know as a parent, you want to have the very best for your daughter.
So they are young. They don't understand.
I know. I understand. But you also have to understand this is her karam. You know, she's working something out from different lifetimes. So with that, feng shui just, you know, feng shui doesn't interfere with someone else's life. Yeah, you just really, you know, you kind of have to, the best thing to do is communicate with her. And if you feel like she's not hearing you, then I know a lot of people don't want to go for therapy, but it might not be a bad idea to, you know, see a psychologist together and see whether you can be on the same page.
No, I don't think so it's that bad or something. I was just thinking, I was listening to your program. And I've used some of your ideas in wealth and
Great.
Job thing. I think it's working.
Fantastic.
Yes. Angel. But I was just curious to say, you know, at last, if she wants to, that's her life. But I was just thinking something so she understands.
I'm not really serious
to interfere. But I thought, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, no harm in...
I think that, how old is your daughter?
28.
Okay, we gotta leave it alone.
We gotta leave it alone. Absolutely, that's good advice. Thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, bye.
Caller number 4, you're on air. Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Hi.
You say left corner back.
Sorry, caller number 4, to cut you off. I just wanted you to turn your radio all the way down because there's a little bit of echo. So whenever a caller's call in, if you could just make sure you turn your radio down and you listen to us through your phone, that would make sure that there's no echo. Otherwise, there's echo. So I'm going to ask you to do that. That would be great. Hi, caller number 4. Have you turned your radio down?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Great. Go ahead with your question.
I wanted to know, Sunita says... call happiness or whichever she says is the back of the left back corner of the house.
Yes.
So would that be facing the house left corner or is it facing outside the house left corner?
When you are standing in your front door and you are looking at the rest of your house, it's going to be the far left corner and that is your financial corner. Mm-hmm. That isn't necessarily the happiness of your home. The happiness home is going to be the middle of your home. But the far left corner is the financial area. You can go on my website and click on consultations and then click on FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. And I have uploaded the Bhagwa map on there, and it's really simple to figure out where your financial area is.
Okay, and also I'd like to know how I can increase the business.
That's a very good question. You can always hang a chime by your front door, and that is going to let people hear about you. So that's another thing. You can put black pots, you know, have black pots all by your front porch, by the front door, and put red flowers in there in the summertime. that will mm-hmm. also attract business.
Mm-hmm. And what is a black, what's it? Black?
Pot.
Pot?
A black pot. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, black pot.
That's
okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Caller number five. Caller number six, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. Too many people hate us because we have a good life and I've got two kids and a husband and a nice house and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I could do to keep bad people away from us?
So,
like live in peace?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a very good question. Sometimes, a lot of times, you know, as far as feng shui is concerned, you mm-hmm. can actually put a mirror that is, you know, as soon as you enter your front door, sometimes people go ahead and put a mirror outside on the front porch, and that deflects the bad energy. But I think that my personal favorite is put an angel on the, when you're standing and looking at your front door, to the right-hand side, place an angel there, and that will bring more helpful people into your life, and it will deflect all of the jealousy. Let's do
okay.
that.
Put an angel?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, put an angel, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is all right.
Yeah. So if you like, you can put an AC. If you're looking at your house on the right-hand side, place an angel, and that should definitely make it a little bit more positive for you. And Sunita, was the other thing, that the mirror has to be the inside on the right or the left-hand side?
Well, the mirror, you never want to have a mirror that's, you know, right opposite the front door. You want to have it either on the right-hand side of the front door or the left-hand side. Either way, it doesn't matter. But never have a mirror that is directly across from your front door.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, Sunita. If I can get you to hang on for me, I've got more callers waiting to speak with you. And, of course, I've got some of my own questions as well. And if any of our listeners are just joining us, you can call us in as well at 604-280-1200. We are in conversation with Sunita Sudhara. We're talking feng shui and how we can help you live a better life. So if you want to stick around, that would be great. Going to take a short commercial break, play the news for you guys, and be back with more of your callers.
वॉलमार्ट की ओर से सभी लिसनर्स को बस साखी की बहुत बहुत बधाई।
इस मौके पे आपकी जरूरत की सभी चीजों पर वॉलमार्ट कम कीमत की गारंटी दे रहे हैं,
जैसे 4.5 केजी 817 एलिफेंट बासमती राइस सिर्फ 988 में,
चक्की आटा 9.1 केजी सिर्फ 797 का,
25 सेंटीमीटर स्टार फ्रिट मल्टी पैन सिर्फ $10 में,
कोई भी हल्दीराम स्नैक लें सिर्फ 77 सेंट्स में।
यही नहीं, और भी बहुत सारा सामान आपको गारंटीड सस्ते दामों में मिलेगा हमारे चुने हुए वॉलमार्ट स्टोर से। अगर आप किसी भी लोकल कंपेटिटर की कम कीमत कहीं पर भी छपी देखते हैं, तो वॉलमार्ट उसे मैच करेगा। कुछ शर्तें लागू हैं। और जानकारी के लिए walmart.ca पर जाएं।
शुक्रवार मार्च की 25 तारीख से वीरवार अप्रैल की 14 तारीख तक। वॉलमार्ट, पैसे बचाएं, जिंदगी को बेहतर बनाएं।
लाइव टू यू पेश करते हैं राहत फतेह अली खान। सैटरडे 21 मई को क्वीन एलिजाबेथ थिएटर शाम 7 बजे। टिकट्स पाने के लिए जाएं गोल्डन स्टार वीडियो, मेन वीडियो, शाज वीडियो, डीवीडी पैलेस और रवि वीडियो, या फिर ऑनलाइन खरीदें www.live2u.ca पर। टिकट्स $45 से VVIP तक उपलब्ध हैं। ज्यादा जानकारी के लिए आज ही फोन करें 778-892-4706 पर।
ये है RJ 1200 News Update।
Good afternoon, I'm Trev McManus. There may be a bit of good news for motorists in parts of Canada suffering from gas price sticker shock today. Michael Irving of the energy consulting firm Kent Marketing Services believes prices have peaked. In Vancouver, price monitoring website Gas Buddy says they top $1.37 for regular. Prices were also up more than 3 cents per liter in Toronto at an average of just under $1.32. But Irving says barring some unprecedented change in crude prices, he doesn't expect gas prices will go any higher. The rapid increase at the pump follows a parallel rise in crude, which has jumped 28% since the uprising in Libya began. Another BC Mountie is under investigation for impaired driving after a single vehicle crash in Chilliwack last Sunday. The officer has been put on administrative duty and was given a 90-day roadside license suspension and had his vehicle impounded for a month. Police say the officer was off duty and in his own vehicle at the time. No one was hurt and no other vehicles were involved. He's among several Mounties nabbed for drunk driving in BC over the last 16 months, including officers in Vancouver, North Vancouver, Kamloops, Vernon, and Coquitlam. To the ice, the Detroit Red Wings won't have forward Henrik Zetterberg in the lineup for tomorrow's home game against Phoenix. He's out with a left knee injury, but will make the trip to Arizona later in the first-round series. The Red Wing won the series opener without Zetterberg, who led Detroit with 80 points during the regular season. In the markets, the Canadian dollar settled at 104.61 cents U.S. on Friday, down 3/100ths of a cent. The American dollar stood at 96.01 cents Canadian, up 3/100ths of a cent. Currently in Surrey, it's 11. In Abbotsford and Vancouver, under a few clouds, it's 10. Time on the roundup is 10 minutes to the hour. I'm Trevor McManus with the RJ 1200 News Update.
सोमवार 2 मई नू फेडरल चोना हो रही ने इलेक्शंस कैनेडा दा वोटर इनफॉरमेशन कार्ड अपने नाल रखो उस ते पूरी जानकारी दिती गई है किथे तक कदों तुसी वोट पौनी है जे तुहानू कार्ड नहीं मिलिया ते अज ही इलेक्शंस कैनेडा नाल संपर्क करो वोट पौन लई अपनी आईडी नाले एड्रेस जरूर नाल लेके आओ पूरी जानकारी लेन लई वेबसाइट नाल संपर्क करो www.elections.ca या फोन करो 1-800-463-6868 वोट पाओ ते अपनी दुनिया बनाओ
जिंदगी में परेशानियां तो आती ही हैं परेशानियों में साथ बहुत कम लोग ही देते हैं लेकिन अब आपका साथ देंगे CGM Lawyers इनकी एक्सपर्टीज का फायदा उठाएं फैमिली लॉ पर्सनल इंजरी रियल एस्टेट बिजनेस लॉ सिविल लिटिगेशन इनकी किसी भी लोकेशन पर जाइए 6630 फ्रेजर स्ट्रीट वैंकूवर या 8532128 स्ट्रीट सरी फोन कीजिए 604-738-8816 या 604-590-4950 पर CGM Lawyers नोटरीज पब्लिक सॉलिसिटर्स एंड Barristers.
Hey, welcome back, Van City. You're tuned into RJ 1200 and Radio Rim Gym, hanging out with yours truly, Simon, as I'm taking your calls with Sunita Sathara on Feng Shui. So if you've got any questions, give us a call. The number to the studio, 604-280-1200. We've got about less than 10 minutes to go, so we're going to get right to the calls. Sunita, is that cool? Should we get right to the calls?
Yes, let's get to the calls.
All right, let's do that. Okay. Caller number three, you're on air. You need to turn your radio down. So for those of you that are calling us, when you call us, if you could just turn your radio down and just listen to us through your headphone, that would be great. And so if you can do that, that would be lovely. Caller number four, you're on air. Hello? Hello? Caller number four?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I would like to ask a question regarding the most feared number in Feng Shui. That is number four, yeah?
Yeah.
We have selected a house, or we like a house, which mm-hmm. has got a number like 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Mm-hmm. It's got a double four digit. So I would like to know your views. Like, you know, if you like something very much, yeah, and then you are actually stopped because of the numbers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What does one do about it?
So you like the house.
Do you like the house?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you say the number of the house was?
1, 2, 3, 4, 4.
1, 2, 3, and then 2 fours?
2 fours, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. You know, I don't believe that there is such a thing as a bad number. Four is the number of organization. So if you love the house, your love is going to overcome anything that's negative. You can always put a different number on the inside of your home if you don't feel comfortable. But I would not be worried about the number four. It's not a negative number. The number four is a highly organized number. It's a number of the earth, and it's a very solid number. So that's not something that would concern me.
See, because in Feng Shui, what happens is, if I read the book, it says, you know, according to the Chinese, this thing, the four number stands for death, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they would avoid such a place, yeah. Now, in case I want to sell this house, of course the market would be limited, yeah, because probably 50% of the population would not go for it.
Hmm.
Well, you know, you have bought the house and you're living in it. You love the house, enjoy the house, and one book written somewhere is not the authority on it. You are the authority in your home. You can have an angel by the front door on the right-hand side. That will make sure that, you know, there's always good energy in your home. If you love the house, I would just leave it alone, and I wouldn't worry about when it's time to sell the house, because you bought the house, somebody else will buy the house too. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you, caller. I hope that helps. Caller number five, you're on air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sunita. I had a question. Like, I wanted to change my floor tiling as soon as you enter the front entrance. Yes. So I picked a black granite with little sparkles in it, but then somebody told me it's like too much water, the black granite. So is it bad to put a black granite, or there's any particular marble or any particular color that or tile would you recommend on the entrance of my house? Like, as soon as you open the door and you enter, it's on the floor.
Okay. You know, I was going to say to you, please use black if it's the front entrance. So your intuition is right on. The black granite is going to work fine, so don't worry about it. Is your front door in the middle of your the front part of your house?
Yes, it's exactly in the middle, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Go with the black granite. It is perfect. Please, please, please take the black
granite.
It's
not bad, right? Black and
it's
because
perfect.
I was the only one who liked it, and everybody in the family said, no, black is not going
to
be.
Listen to your intuition. You are right. You need to do it. You know, my front door, my the wall on my front door is painted almost black. It's kind of like a really, really deep chocolate brown. And my mom had done a beautiful painting a long time ago with Radhe Krishna, and it's done in the background is black. You always want to have black in your front foyer. And my mom's house in Vancouver has black tile on the floor, so please go.
That means
black.
It's inside the house. That's okay, right?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay. And there is no particular color of car in feng shui, right? That white color car is good, like anything like that in car when you want to buy a car.
Yeah, whatever color that you love, buy that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Caller number 6, you're on air.
Hi, I actually just wanted to ask a question regarding money part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I was wondering, suppose if somebody has a taxi business or whatever, how to get a good business in that field. Like you said earlier, if you have a business at home, then you can put black pots around the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what about when the business is not house, like at the like store or some place? It's just a taxi business.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have a tax agency?
No,
yes.
I think okay, you have a taxi agency.
Yeah, I have my husband has a taxi.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's a taxi, not tax. Okay, so it's a car, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the thing is, even if you do the black pots outside your front door, that is still going to help his business. If you hang a chime by your front door, that is also going to help his business. If you make sure the far left corner of your home is a financial area, is clean and clutter-free, that will help his business. If you make sure your kitchen is clean. So do all of those things. It's okay.
Okay. So when you talk about left, I missed that. I think you had said earlier something regarding this point. But when you look at the left inside, is it when you stand in front of your house and look towards your house? And
yes,
whatever your
yes,
left
you,
is, that's the left?
Yes. You're going to stand and you're looking at your house, and the far left corner is your financial area.
So that could be just the garage part or the bedroom.
And if it's the garage where my financial area is also in my garage, I make sure that I keep that far left corner completely clutter-free. The other thing that you can do is get 27 shiny new pennies and put them in a red envelope or red cloth or red pouch and put it in the far left corner of your house. And if it's in the garage, my pouch with the 27 pennies is in my garage, so yes, do that.
Hmm.
27 shiny pennies.
Yes.
Okay. One more thing I wanted
to know.
I have a garbage can in that corner, so I should take the garbage can out of that corner.
Get it
right?
out of there from there. Yes. No
take
garbage in that far left corner.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
wow.
You.
Great callers. And the time is up, Sunita. Can you believe it? We've been chatting for an hour.
Went by fast.
That went
very quick.
It was, wasn't it? Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can check out your website at www.sunitasitara.com.
Yes. And they can. I would encourage people to join my Facebook page because, as you said, there's such a great conversation going on. And you know what might be a good idea is if RJ1200 can link to my feng shui page. I think I might have to talk to Subir about that. If you guys like that page, like I have liked RJ 1200, then people can go from one page to the other.
Absolutely.
With ease, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Sunita. We look forward to more conversation with you, and I'll definitely join the conversation on Facebook at Sunita's Feng Shui on Facebook. All